Hare Krishna, dear devotees, and welcome to our ongoing series of classes. Initially, we titled this class "Preaching is the Essence," and now we've shifted to "Books are the Basis."
Hare Krishna, 亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。欢迎大家继续来聆听我们的系列讲课。刚开始的时候，我们这一系列的讲课题目为“传播是精髓”。那近期我们又转到了另外一个新的话题，叫做“书籍是基础”。
And we've been interviewing different devotees, in and around our yatra.
过去几周呢，我们也开始了采访。在我们中国区不同地方的奉献者。
And today we have the good fortune of interviewing Sandini Mataji, who all of you already know.
今天我们有幸邀请到大家都很熟悉的 Sandini Mataji 来采访一下他。
So thank you for joining us, Sandini Mataji.
Sandini Mataji, 欢迎你，也感谢你能够参加。
嗨波，谢谢古鲁的邀请，顶拜您，顶拜各位奉献者，哈利克什纳。
哈利克什纳 ，Thank you.
You're welcome. The first thing I wanted to ask is if you could tell us, how you were first introduced to Krishna consciousness.
第一个我想问的是，您可不可以跟我们介绍一下，您是怎么样接触到 Krishna 知觉的？您是第一次接触被带进 Krishna 知觉是怎样以怎样的方式？
这是一个很久以前的事啊，就是1998年的时候，那时候呢，我在修一种非人格的方法，就是观音法门的方法，可是呢，很就是效果不好。出了很多问题，然后当时我特别焦虑，然后我的居士生活也不愉快，所以当时我的心情是很不好的啊，很焦虑的时候。其实我的人生的目标定的就是要快乐嘛，所以也不求名不求利，不求这个我有多么好出名，可是我就想要快乐的生活。这时候就是还就是达不到我自己的就是那种目标，就是很焦虑的时候，然后有一个我就是观音法门的同修告诉我，他说你让我去参加一个联谊会，说他们是用一个唱诵的方法修行啊，然后他还当时引用了，他说奥义书里头说在这个卡利年代，只有唱诵主的圣名，只有唱诵主的圣名，没有别的方法，没有别的方法。他给我背那个诗节，说你去看看吧。他说这些，就说老年人一唱诵，就像小姑娘一样的快乐。所以他劝我去参加这个联谊，我一听很能快乐，我就去了，因为我想找回来我原来的快乐。你先翻译吧。
It was a long time ago when it was 1998. I was practicing some impersonal spiritual path, but it didn't work well. I was in my grihastha life, and I was full of anxiety. I was not happy at all. The goal of my life was to attain happiness, but somehow I didn't get that.I didn't want to get name or fame or any other material benefits, but still I cannot get happiness. Then one of my peer practitioners of the other impersonal spiritual path introduced me to attend a spiritual program. And he even quoted from Sastri saying that in this Kali Yuga, the only means to attain perfection is by chanting the holy name. He told me that just by chanting this chanting process, even old ladies can become as happy as little girls. When I heard happiness, I was attracted, so I attended their program.
然后到了联谊的地方，大约有20多人吧，在那唱诵圣名啊，在跳舞，然后我又跟了他们唱了一会儿呢，我觉得还是很好，很有效果哈，心情好多了。当时那个奉献者就是曼加瑞马大吉，还很吸引我，因为他那么甜美哈，长得很甜美，啊。 然后亚舒库马尔和瓦若哈穆尼，他那个他们三个人，还有曼加，他们三人主要他们仨给我讲这个圣名，唱诵圣名的方法，啊，然后我好像在那个联谊会上请了两本书，嗯，唱诵《变快乐》和《再回来》吧，因为我特别爱看书，所以呢，就在这个后来就。 定期的去到奉献者联谊的地方，然后就陆续的把现有的、当时有的、出来的书全都请回来，啊，如饥似渴的看着，特别高兴。When
I went there, I saw there were around 20 people there. I joined them in singing and chanting and dancing. It was quite effective. I felt much better. I was attracted by the devotees, especially what Mataji called Manjari. She looked so sweet, and also Yashoda Kumar Prabhu and Varupa Muni. The three of them, mainly three of them, they preached to me. And I purchased two books, Chant and Be Happy, and also Coming Back. After that, I attended their programs regularly, and I got all the books available, and I read all of the books enthusiastically.
Mm. So that was the first time you had received the books. You had not received the books before you met the devotees.
那也是您第一次遇到。 跟 Krishna
直觉有关的书是吧？在此之前，也就是见到奉献者之前，您是没有遇到过这一方面的书的，对吧？对，我没有买到咱们，就是生怕他写的著就写的书，没买过，就买过别的中国的那个什么修行人，他也写过，也翻译过博迦梵歌，就是看不懂嘛，那个。
Before that, I didn't get any book from Srila Prabhupada's books. I did get some books translated by Chinese people, but it was not understandable.
Mm. Okay. Okay, so then you met the devotees and you heard some talk and you received the books. You had kirtan. And I guess at that program, you would have had prasadam as well, correct?
那您说到了，您见到了奉献者，也听他们给你讲了一些知识，也得到了两本书。那我还有 kirtan 唱诵了。那我猜那次是不是也有 prasadam 呀？
Yes, yes. 就是我一进门就看到两大麻袋的那个菜呀，我当时吓坏了，我吃得了吗？结果。 20多人嘛，就都给那个就做成菩萨的，就都荣耀了。然后以后我的家也经常会采购这么多菜，就联谊的时候。
And soon as I entered the door, of the place with the associated, I saw two large bags of vegetables. I was amazed. But later on, I also did the same at my own house.
Mm. Okay, good. So when you received the books and you started to read them, was there a particular verse or phrase or purport or some philosophical point that impressed you the most?
那您 拿到了从奉献者那里请的书之后，有没有读了以后有没有哪个诗节，或者说哪句话，或者哪个要旨，或者哪个哲学点让你印象特别深的，吸引您的？
啊，就是我看《伯家梵歌》原译的时候，就对第二章的，就是关于灵魂的描述啊，特别就是感兴趣，因为我以前也是有很多灵魂上的那个感受啊，还有一些体会啊，所以我对那个《伯家梵歌》的第二章的22节。特别那个觉得特别启发我，他说的就像人脱下旧衣旧服，换上新装，灵魂放弃老而无用的旧身，进入新的物质躯体啊，我觉得这个就是让我特别清楚了这个灵魂的这个轮回的怎么样轮回的这个情况了。
When I was reading Bhagavad Gita as it is, I was attracted by the descriptions of soul. Because before that, I also had some experience of what soul is was like. So I was attracted by that, the descriptions about the soul, especially chapter 2, verse number 22, as the person puts on new garments, giving up old ones, the soul similarly accepts new material bodies, giving up the old and useless ones.
初步清楚了这个灵魂进入这个身体，就像穿衣服脱衣服一样，然后这个肉身就是一个外在的一个，就是不是真正的自我吧，然后灵魂才是真正的我的这个概念啊，就比较清楚了。是灵魂，不是躯体的概念。
It clarifies the fact that I'm not this body. This body is just like garments that can be given up. The real identity. Is soul.
Okay. And so from the time you started to read the books, then then what happens? Like, in what ways did the Srila Prabhupada's books go on to impact your life for the better? You know, what changes did you go through?
随着您越来越多的去阅读圣 Prabhupada 的书籍， Prabhupada 的书籍又是怎样去改变您的生活的呢？
这个看了呢 Prabhupada 的书以后，就是首先改变了我的心态了，就不那么焦虑啊，老是有很多让我生气的事情，就平和，慢慢越来越平和了。而且我感到了进入了伊斯康以后，看了那么多帕帕的书，我感觉到掉进了知识的海洋。当时我就感觉掉进了知识的海洋，这辈子都学不到头，就是知识的汪洋里头。然后觉得就是上半辈子所有的疑惑都找到了答案。因为我从小也是会想，这个宇宙有多大呀，我从哪来啊，怎么回事，这个世界死后上哪去，我都会想。因为我也接触到一些佛教的，因为我小时候的那个保姆是佛教徒，他会给我讲很多故事啊，然后我也会想这些问题。然后看了书以后，这些疑惑哈都找到了答案。然后还有很让我激励的一件事，就是他们他有一本永恒的祝福嘛，就是圣帕帕的永恒的祝福。那天我早晨打起来看一眼，我就放不下了，我就不能那个上班了。我给那个工作单位打电话，我说我今天去不了了啊，有事儿。然后我就几乎没怎么动 啊，就没怎么挪窝，就举着这本书看看，一口气看完了，啊，差不多看完了那一天。然后就是我对帕帕的那个敬佩之情啊，敬仰之情就油然就是在我心里就升起来，就特别激动，特别被他激励。我觉得就是从那时候开始，就生怕怕的那种仁慈，那种激励我的那种力量就在我身上，就那个鼓着劲儿，就心里头鼓起来一股力量哈，那种激情就没下去过，好像从那时候开始。
It changed my attitude. I was not anxious and easily angry as I was before. I became more peaceful. And I find that after I got in contact with ISKCON, after I joined ISKCON, I was put in the ocean of knowledge. There seemed to be no end to knowledge.Actually, when I was younger, I was also curious. I was asking many questions. How big is this universe? And where will we be going after we leave our body? But I never got answers to these questions. Although my nurse, who is a Buddhist, talked with me, shared with me a lot.Shared a lot of Buddhist stories with me, but there was still no answer. But after reading these books, Srila Prabhupada's books, I got all answers to the questions I asked before. And one special incident was that one day, in the morning, when I put up Srila Prabhupada's biography, Ever Well Wisher. Just as soon as I opened that book, I felt it's hard for me to put it down. So I called my boss, said, sorry, today I cannot go to work. So that day, I just stayed there without moving. I read through the whole book at one go. After reading that, I felt that I was full of excitement and inspiration.That excitement, inspiration, or enthusiasm has never left me. Even it has been stayed with me until today.
So Prabhupada's biography really impressed you then?
所以Srila Prabhupada的这个传记《永恒的祝福》给您的影响是很深的，给您很深的印象是吧
？Yeah. 对。
You were, at that time, were you were also an artist? You were also painting?
当时你已经在从事绘画的工作了，已经是画家了，对吧？
对，我这是20多岁吧，就在这个北京那个各种的展览啊，创作的那个创作，我在单位也是专职做绘画的。我的职业就绘画，画家。
Yes, painting was my profession since I was 20s. I worked for many exhibition centers. In my workplace, I was engaged. My main job was painting.
And as I know, I don't know when that happened. Let's rephrase that. I don't know when it started to happen.That some of your paintings sold for quite a substantial amount of money.
那不知道是从什么时候开始的，但我听说，您的作品，还是卖了很不少钱的，还卖了很高的价钱的，是吧？
嗯，对。
Yes.
因为我的那个就是还是有一个。画展啊，我参加刚开始参加那个，对于中国的绘画史很有那个很重要的一个画展，我参加了，所以我的画还是很值钱的。
I attended one exhibition that was very important in the painting history, in the Chinese painting history. So my painting, yes, it's, it has great value.
Wonderful. So, okay, so you come in contact with devotees, you receive the books, you start reading them, and particularly, you know, the point about the difference between the body and the self impresses you, and particularly Srila Prabhupada's biography impresses you.
所以也就是说您接触了奉献者，又遇到了圣帕帕达的书籍，开始读帕帕达的书，帕帕达的书里面讲到躯体和自我的区别，让您印象特别深。尤其后来您读了圣帕帕达的自传，不是自传，圣帕帕达的传记，永恒的祝福之后，给您了很深远的影响，就是这样的，对吗？
对。And then from there,
Did you continue to associate with devotees and attend programs and start to practice sadhana bhakti?
那后来您就定期和奉献者联谊，开始认真的修习 sadhana bhakti， 这些规范的奉爱服务了，对吗？
对，因为当时我参加第一次联谊的时候，我还很烦恼呢。 完了，跟那个三个奉献者诉说我心中这些遭遇啊，这些烦恼。后来他们说你不用想那么多，不要执着于你的就是物质生活，你开始念诵，你就会改变了这个情况了哈。然后我比较的，就是因为我也很习惯，因为修了一年多那个观音法门，他也是很早起来做一些 曼陀尔练习，所以我第二天就念了14圈，第三天就念了16圈，就是感觉到特别大的那个，就是改变我的心态了嘛，很快乐。然后我就去定点，定时一个礼拜去一次联谊的地方，然后觉得还不够，我一个礼拜要2次联谊。 然后才觉得过瘾的嘛，就特别高兴找到了我们这个大家庭啊，使得我这个真是改变身心都得到改变，主要是心里就是没有郁闷了，没有那些焦虑了，快乐起来了，恢复我要找的那些快乐的本性哈，哎呀，真是太，我是太高兴了，找到咱们这个
And the first time I associated with devotees, I confided to the three devotees that I was full of miseries. They told me that I don't think about too much about your miseries, just take up chanting and it will go away. So because by then, by the time I met them, I already practiced that impersonal path, which also advocates chanting. So I did that for 1 year. So after they told me, I started chanting. The second day, I already chanted 15 rounds. The third day, 16 rounds. And it was very effective. And so I associated with devotees once a week. Still, I thought it was not enough, so I wanted to associate twice a week. I felt so happy to be embraced into Srila Prabhupada's big family. I felt that I found what I was looking for, happiness.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, for some of the newer devotees who might not know, what services have you performed through the years? I know that in the early days, I remember quite clearly coming to your home, and we'd have programs in your home, and you'd be cooking prasadam and everything like that. And in those days, you were still, you know, working and painting and everything like that. As you said, you were raising your family and so on. From those early days, what variety of different services have you rendered? And amongst them, if you could single out which one is your favorite, or if you have a few favorites you can mention, please.
那我知道最早的时候，我也去过您家。去您家的时候，您也有给奉献者做饭。当时肯定您还在上班，有也做着一些绘画的工作，要照顾家庭。那可能有一些新一点的奉献者还不了解，就是在从一开始到现在这么多年，您都从事过哪些奉爱服务？您能不能跟我们讲一讲，在所有的这些您做过的服务当中，有没有您哪个是您最喜欢的，或者说哪几个是您最喜欢的？
我就是刚可能学了一年多的时候，因为我家里还有一些特别羡慕。我就特别羡慕人家能来联谊，能接待圣人，啊，所以我就问那个当时北京的领导，我说我家能不能联谊啊？他说去看看，你看了说行，就开始了。1999年就开始在我家，组织联谊啊，接待圣人啊，还有咕噜们的，来那个接待了哈，就说。我的这个我可能是激情形态的人吧，我特别喜欢这个接待这些圣人，在奉献者到我家，然后一块儿听圣人讲课啊，学习这个服务就是一直做的嘛，就是接待圣人组织联谊的服务，我就是可能我本性上也特别喜欢服务。然后那个做菩萨的，刚开始我不敢做，我觉得我做不好，就请一些做烹调比较烹调高手来做。可是后来有一天，就是没有人来了，就是那些会做饭都没在。我说那只有我来做吧，我就那天咕噜也来了，然后我就做了以后，那个咕噜问今天谁做的菩萨的，我都不敢说话，我怕他批评我。后来咕噜鼓励我说。今天菩萨的做的挺好的，很好吃。哎呀，我一下子高兴的蹦起来了。我说我做的，然后就我就当时我特别高兴，因为受到表扬了嘛。我就发了一个誓，我说我走哪儿我都要去做菩萨的给你们吃啊。然后就是好像做菩萨的这个服务也做了很多。啊，很多有时候100人的联谊，或有很多人的联谊，我也给他们做这个菩萨的嘛。然后后来慢慢就走出了北京，上东北啊，主要是去鼓励奉献者啊，去传播我们的这个奎萨之觉的文化，做一些传播的服务吧。啊，反正这么多年，就是。我非常的就是爱咱们的这大家庭嘛哈、啊，特别真是太喜欢咱们这个生活方式了，所以很快乐。我也觉得就想让更多人也能过上这种快乐的生活，所以我愿意为这个大家庭付出我所有的力量吧。
When I say I saw devotees received as speech masters and their own house, I also wanted to render that service. So with the permission of senior devotees, I did that service, received many speech masters. That's from 1999. And you may say I was in a mode of passion, but I really enjoyed having devotees coming to my house, hearing lectures from saintly persons. And later on, I started cooking. That was because one day the devotees were expert in cooking. and didn't come. So I was forced to do this service. And after that, the Spanish master took the prasadam and he asked who cooked today. It was so nice. I said, it was me. So being praised, being appreciated by Guru, I felt so much encouraged. So I made a vow. So in the future, wherever you go, I will cook. And that's what I did. Later on, I traveled to Dongbei to encourage the devotees and to preach. I also, wherever I went, I cooked for devotees. Sometimes there might be hundreds of devotees there. I did all of this because I love this big family so much. I love this Krishna conscious lifestyles. I would like to give whatever I can give to render services to devotees, to this big family.
Yes, well, I remember quite fondly that we once traveled together in Dongbei, and although I was engaged in giving lectures and doing kirtans and, I guess, counseling devotees, you were there in the kitchen practically every time, and you were cooking for the devotees, and that was, I found that quite, quite impressive that an older devotee was in there and had that mood of wanting to serve the other Vaishnavas.
其实我自己也有记得有一次我去东北的时候您正好也在当然我去的时候我的服务就是讲课kirtan单独见奉献者给奉献者一些指导但是每一次都是您都在厨房里面给奉献者做prasadam 看到这一幕我也是挺感动的看到有年长的奉献者总是处在服务奉献者的心态中总是为亲自下厨为奉献者做饭我也是很感动的
Yeah, when we give our lectures and things, we often speak about this because obviously it comes up in the text, you know, the importance, necessity of rendering service to Vaishnavas. But, you know, oftentimes we speak about it, but we may not do it as much as we could and should.
在讲课的过程当中,我们也经常会说到服务奉献者, Vaishnava 奉献者的重要性, 可能, 我们讲的很多, 但是往往做的并没有那么频繁。
Prabhupada said we're not interested in lip service.
圣帕巴的说,我们感兴趣的不只是嘴皮子上的服务。
Just talk about it and not do anything practical.
只是讲一讲, 并不做一些实际的事情。
So, you know, when more senior devotees do it, well, it sets such a good example and it really endears them to the devotees, you know, to actually do that service, particularly cooking, I find. Devotees really appreciate that.
可是当奉献者看到有年长的奉献者, 身体力行的亲自去下厨做饭的时候, 他们是会很感动的, 而且是, 很受激励的。 我个人会发现, 尤其是做饭这件事情。
Rupa Goswami, he explains there's six types of loving exchanges, and of course, one pair of those is to offer prasad and receive prasad.
Rupa Goswami 讲到, 奉献者之间的六种爱心交流的时候, 他讲到, 其中一对就是, 给予prasadam和接受prasadam。
So when the older devotees can do this, it's just very, very inspiring. Very inspiring.
所以年长奉献者亲自, 带头这么做的时候是很鼓舞人心的。
So from what you said, it seems to serve, I guess you could say, serving the devotees, particularly through cooking for them, is one of your favorite services.
那按照您说的，是不是做 prasadam 是您最喜欢的一个服务呢？
啊，对，差不多。因为我原来特别讨厌做饭，就是在物质那个工作的时候，就是最讨厌就是做饭了。然后学了昆士大知觉以后，就是这个意念改变了，这个做饭是供奉给 Krishna 的，是菩萨的，然后这个意念转变了，心态转变了，然后这个活动，这个服务也是一个灵性层面的事儿哈。我就做的过程中特别快乐啊，就给我带来那么大的喜乐，然后一看那复原者们爱吃啊，荣耀菩萨的，真是很快乐的事情。这真是一个灵性层面的服务事情哈，不一样。
Actually, I used to hate cooking before I joined the Krishna consciousness. But after I joined the Krishna consciousness, my mood changed. I got to know that cooking was for Krishna. Whatever I cooked, I should offer to Krishna, then took prasadam. So it was also on the spiritual platform. And it was such a great pleasure seeing devotees relish and the prasadam I prepared. It was such a great pleasure.
Nice. Very nice. Okay, so as you receive books in the beginning, I know that at different times in your devotional life and your services, that you've also been involved in distributing Prabhupada's books. And, of the different kinds of methods of book distribution that you have been kind of associated with, engaged in, I mean, for you personally, which way do you find has been the most successful? Hare Krishna.
就像您刚刚说的，您最初接触到 Krishna 知觉，接触到圣帕巴德的书籍，读了帕巴德书籍之后很受鼓舞。那这么多年来，你肯定也有尝试各种不同的方法，有派过圣帕巴德的书籍。那您个人认为，目前您尝试过的派书的方法当中，哪一种最有效呢？
哦，就是派书，我们也是在我家呀、联谊的地方啊，总是就是一个派发的一个这个派发储存库啊，就是 DBT 还有我们书籍出版的每一种书类都有，然后随时供这些奉献者联谊的时候感兴趣的朋友们或者有听过课想看书的人，在我家那个联谊的地方，我现在中心也是各，反正是联谊的地方都准备了这些书籍，啊，因为听他们就会想到要看书，觉得这个保证联谊的地方的那个储存呢、储存量，还有这个书的种类是很重要的，然后我也是，就是想鼓励咱们奉献者应该主动的去买回家这个书，多买一些书啊，他可以作为礼物送给他自己的亲友。你看我们有一个奉献者叫韦佳呀，他不啊，他在北极家住的时候，每个月都他买好多帕帕的永恒的祝福，那个还有博家梵歌园艺，他都买好多。他是做那个企业指导的那个顾问那种职业的，然后给他的顾客企业家们都派发这两本书啊，然后他那个企业家们都非常有素质的人哈，看完以后，尤其看完永恒的祝福，就跟他说他说你看人家才是伟大的人物，他说我们这些人简直是太渺了哈，就说其实永恒的祝福还有博达梵歌可以派给一些 就是比较有文化的，就也比较那个有能力的人去看，他们都能接受。然后前些日子，打的崔的爸也是很敬佩庞帕，他就买了很多永恒的祝福送给他的朋友们啊。所以就说我们现在不能上街去派，我们可以就是利用我们的那个朋友圈嘛，啊，去派书。最近那个由于疫情，更不太就是隔离嘛，然后我们最近的那个柴达西吧马达吉他做了一个网上的书店啊，然后也在派书，在网上派书的效果最近就是只能是在网上派书，这个方法还是比较可行，就是比较好啊，因为不太能在外头活动嘛。
What I personally tried was to make all the books published by BBT available at home, and always make sure that there are enough quantities of books of rich varieties available in my house. So whenever devotees come, or whenever they bring new people here, after hearing the lectures, they would be interested to read more so they can get books. Another way is by distributing books through online store. Chaitanya Sivamadaji set up online bookstore. So that is particularly effective when we are now in the midst of COVID-19. And I encourage devotees to always keep enough books at home, and also to gift their friends and family members. One devotee whose name is Vijaya Prabhu, he gifted Bhagavad Gita and your ever well wisher to his colleagues and to his business partners who are all entrepreneurs. After reading your ever well wisher, they were also amazed that he, means Srila Prabhupada, is really a great person. In comparison, we are so insignificant. So, Mother said, I feel that Bhagavad Gita and your ever well wisher are really appealing and attractive to the highly educated persons, to those who are very capable. Even Dattatreya, his father, he also respects Srila Prabhupada so much that he bought a lot of Srila Prabhupada's biography, your ever well wisher, and gifted to his friends.
Wow. Yeah, very powerful. That story is very powerful because, well, you know, we hear in the scripture, there's the book Bhagavat and the person Bhagavat. And so when a person leads his life in terms of the book Bhagavat, you know, he's like a walking kind of Bhagavat. And, you know, it's just so powerful to see such a person go through life and just give every single, you know, ounce of energy in Krishna service.
的确，那本书是特别有力量的，永恒的祝福。我们知道有书籍，博加瓦坛，也有人物博加瓦坛。当有人能够按照书籍《圣典博加瓦坛》的教导去做的话，就特别有力量，能够鼓舞人，让人们能看到，的确有人能够100%的把自己所有的精力都投入到为 Krishna 的服务当中的。
Just that faith, absolute faith Prabhupada had in his spiritual master and also in Krishna, and the process of Krishna consciousness, it's so inspiring.
Srila Prabhupada 对 对他的灵性导师，对 Krishna 以及对 Krishna 智觉的修习程序，他充满着绝对的信心。这个信心本身就非常的鼓舞人。
And you're right, you know, Prabhupada did such an extraordinary thing single-handedly that, you know, whatever anyone else does in this world really kind of pales in comparison.
您说的对，Srila Prabhupada，我们知道他，刚开始的时候，他凭借他一个人就做了那么多的事情，就像您刚刚说的，就连这就是世俗的一些职场上的人，或者那些企业家们，他们读了以后都会觉得很自己的成就相比圣 Prabhupada 显得逊色多了。
We're reminded of what Srila Prabhupada's godbrother, Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj said.
这也让我们想起来了 Srila Prabhupada 的他的神兄弟 Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj 所说的一句话。
So at one point, he asked another god brother who had been sent by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to Europe, you know, why our Swami Maharaj, referring to Prabhupada,was successful and you were not. He was sent to the West and he was successful, but you were sent and you were not.
有一次 Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj 又问了他的其他的几位神兄弟说，我们的灵性导师 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 也派了你们去到西方，为什么你们没成功，而我们的Prabhupada 成功了。
And when that god brother couldn't answer, then Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji told him his two things. One is he had absolute faith in the instruction of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he had absolute faith in the holy name of Krishna.
那当 Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj 问另外一个神兄弟的时候，他没回答出来到底为什么。那他就自己回答了，他说呢，是因为有两件事情，因为我们的 Srila Prabhupada 他对我们的灵性导师的训示充满绝对的信心，而且他对圣名充满着绝对的信心。
So I appreciate what you said about the biography, and it's something that we should distribute much more of.
您说到您通过刚刚分享，您说到 Srila Prabhupada 的传记，永恒的祝福有多么大的力量，我的确我也同意这一点，而且我觉得我们的确应该大量的派发圣 Prabhupada 的传记，永恒的祝福。
I also like what you said about kind of packaging the Bhagavad Gita and Well Wisher together.
你也提到说博迦梵歌原意和永恒的祝福其实是很吸引那些有知识的人，有能力的人的。那我觉得把这两本书打包起来一起组合着派出去非常好。
It's kind of like that, right? It's kind of like the book Bhagavad and the person Bhagavad. You're putting the package the two together in the form of two books.
这两个书在一起是一个很好的搭档，等于说我们把书籍 Bhagavat 把书籍知识给他了，也把人物 Bhagavat 把践行这个知识的人给到他了。
Yes, 对。
I know that you spend a fair amount of time in Mayapur because your son was studying there for some time, and he certainly imbibed a lot of the culture of Krishna consciousness and the practices of Krishna consciousness. And now, of course, he's studying, as I know, in Australia. You want to speak a little bit about him and how you've seen that Krishna consciousness has impacted his life?
那我知道您在 Mayapur 待过一段时间，因为您儿子曾经在 Mayapur 读书，那他肯定也在圣地 Mayapur 吸收了 Krishna 智觉的一些文化，以及 Krishna 智觉修习的一些元素。那您愿不愿意分享一点 Krishna 智觉是怎么样改变您儿子的？
大大崔呀，就是他3岁多，我学奎师那知觉，一直，就是涟漪的时候，我就带他去涟漪。他的父亲当时被反对，就是不喜欢他，怕他儿子也学了奎师那知觉，所以我们就是不敢让他知道，偷偷的去涟漪呀。他就是小时候中了，就是那个苯中毒以后，他读书就有点费劲了嘛。所以他每次呢，他考试的时候，他也会求奎师那，他说求奎师那让我考试及格吧。往往就不及格，往往不及格以后，他就没有信心了，对奎师那没有信心了。然后后来就是很颓废了，就是他考试。学校成绩不上，上不去，完了他的身体又不舒服，啊，到了15岁的时候呢，我都没想到他后来分享的时候说他那时候都有点想自杀啊，我都不知道，就后来，就是奎师那安排嘛，就是奎师那安排，他父亲奇迹般的同意了他去印度留学，去印度上学，然后当我们。我送他去印度的，在飞机场的时候，他觉悟，这个大白雀还挺有觉悟的啊。他跟我说：“妈妈，Krishna 安排总是完美的。”他觉悟到，假如他的成绩非常好，什么病没有，什么都没有，他父亲就不会让他走，因为他那时候他父亲对他的教育很失望，所以就同意他去了印度嘛。你先翻译，我再说。
I studied to practice Krishna consciousness when Dattatreya was 3 years old. His father was against my practice, so he was also afraid that Dattatreya would follow me. And so whenever I went to devotee's house for association, I brought Dattatreya with me, but secretly. Because he was, he got, he was affected by something. That is poisonous. So he was affected by that. When he was in school, he was not doing well. Whenever in the exam came, he would pray to Krishna, please let me pass the exam. But unfortunately, he didn't. He always could not, he could not always pass the exam. So he was a little bit disappointed. And also his health was not good also. That was by the age of 15. Later on, he shared with us that he even had the thought of committing suicide at the age of 15. By Krishna's arrangement, later on, because his father was disappointed in his education, so he miraculously agreed the idea of allowing Dattatreya to study in India. In the airport, Dattatreya shared with me his realization. He said, Krishna's arrangement is always perfect. If it was not because I didn't do well in school, if it was not because if my health was good enough, then my father would not have allowed me to study in India.
他去了，也去了印度以后，就是得到了灵性的这个滋养了嘛。他就后来分享的时候，他说：“我到了印度以后，我就如鱼得水。”哎呀，特别的快乐、开心，身体慢慢也好了。完了，那个他很喜欢去庙里，就是过节的时候做那些服务嘛，就是装扮这个神坛呀、装扮神庙那些服务啊。然后他 在那儿去了一年半，快两年的时候，他回北京来的，就是夏天回来，暑假嘛。然后他走的时候，因为那种精神面貌，他的亲友都看得见，就说是整个一个那个颓废青年哈，啊，怎么一回来一年多，回来就阳光的，就是成为阳光少年了。他有一个亲戚是基督徒，他都看出来，他跟我说，他那个亲戚说，哎，这么一个死养眼的孩子，去了印度以后回来一年多回来啊，怎么成为一个阳光少年了？他说没有神的爱是不会这么快改变一个人的。我说你说的对，你说的对。
In India, in Mayapur, he got a lot of spiritual nourishment. He himself also shared that he was like a fish put back in water. He felt so happy and healthy. He liked to go to the temple during festivals to decorate the altar. About 1 or 2 years later, during one summer vacation, he came back to Beijing. Our relatives were also amazed that he used to be like a degraded person. Now he's like a bright young boy, so enthusiastic. And that friend of us, that relative of us also was astonished saying that only God's love can change a person as much as this. Nothing else can help. I told him that's exactly true.
所以大大吹亚的改变也改变了他的父亲。他的父亲认识到，他的父亲就是在他在印度的时候也去咱们马亚普去印度看他嘛，简直就说太就是对咱们伊斯康对圣帕瓦，他觉得太棒了，太佩服了哈，所以他现在也改变了他父亲，觉得咱们这个奎萨知觉是很棒的，很正的一个修行方法，啊，也很支持他。
Dada Chuya's transformation also influenced his father a lot. His father went to India and to visit him, and he was also astonished by ISKCON, by what Srila Prabhupada has achieved. Now he has more faith than before. He is now convinced that Krishna consciousness is really a bona fide path.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
太美妙了。
So, kind of fast forward to the present. So you've been a devotee for quite a few years now, quite many years. So what would you say has been your prime motivation to remain a devotee all these years and continue to render devotional service, and despite the many challenges that we all face, there's always challenges, there's ups and downs, there's reversals, and what's been your prime motivation all these years?
那我们重新快进一下，快进到现在，我们站在现在来看的话，您从事奉爱服务也这么多年了，这么多年过去，肯定在这条路上也经历过不少的挑战，有很多起起伏伏。那我们很多人都是这样，在这条路上是会有起伏的。那面临着这么多起伏，你依然在坚持的走在这条奉爱服务的道路上，支撑你的主要的动力是什么呢？
支持我的这个继续做服务的动力，我觉得还是这个圣帕帕的仁慈吧，因为我修习奉爱瑜伽，也是圣帕帕的这个书籍给我了很多那个仁慈，给我了很多教育，然后咕噜们的那个也是给了我很多仁慈， 给我们讲经典啊，讲帕帕的这个书籍啊，讲帕帕的那个他的那个创业的经过呀、啊，所以还有这些事情都激励着我啊。其实做服务师这个过程中有很多考验哈，每一次都是 Krishna 安排吧，奉献者这些考验，都是安排教育。教育我的，就是每当我有什么事情让我很愤怒的时候，好像我清醒的就是很快就清醒了，想到这个事情发生就是Krishna安排考验我的，是不是？教育我的那个看看考验我对Krishna的这个爱心和决心，所以。对圣帕帕的这个信心，还有对伊斯康的这个大家庭的爱，把我从那个就是挫折中考验中拯救出来啊，我总是让自己很快的恢复这个常态啊，不让自己沉浸在什么这种悲伤哈、啊、这种恐焦虑中哈、啊、很让自己想办法啊，不沉浸在这种这个焦虑中，想办法就要战胜这个挑战啊，也我很幸运呢，我也很多这个协助我的奉献者啊，使我能从困难中啊挑战中能爬起来吧，有时候也是很大的这个挑战啊。可是奉献者有好多奉献者一块儿嘛，力量就大了，就能把这个灾难给挽救过来啊，能从这个困难中恢复过来啊，依旧我们依然啊把这个圣帕帕的这个训示还有标准，帕帕定下来的规范，然后坚持住哈、啊，坚持住这个标准。
The prime motivation is Srila Prabhupada's mercy, my faith in Srila Prabhupada, and my love for this big family established by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada's book gave me a lot of faith and knowledge, and Guru also gave me a lot of knowledge by lecturing on Srila Prabhupada's books.And about how Srila Prabhupada started everything. Yes, you are right in saying that we have a lot of tests and challenges along the path in devotional service. But my realization is that whatever challenges are there, that's Krishna's arrangement to educate us. Whenever I get angry, I can always recover very soon. I canand get back to a clear mind very soon, because I realize it's Krishna's mercy. That's how Krishna teaches me. And so when challenges come, instead of allowing myself to be absorbed in lamentation or to be overwhelmed by anxiety, I always pushed myself to figure out practical solutions.And fortunately, there are so many devotees there assisting me. So whatever big challenges that might be there, with their help, I regained strength and come out of the difficulties and continue to follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions and try our best to live up to his standards.
Mm.Wonderful. Thank you. So the last thing, what message or advice would you like to give to the devotees, especially the younger ones, those who have joined perhaps more recently, on how to remain enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness and, you know, along with that, inspired to distribute Prabhupada's books to others, since you and many others like you both in China and around the world have been introduced to Krishna consciousness through receiving one of Prabhupada's books.
特别感谢您的分享，非常的好。还想问您的最后一个问题就是，你也知道我们有一些奉献者也是，新的奉献者刚刚开始修习，您对于新的奉献者有没有什么建议？怎么样才能始终在 Krishna 知觉当中保持热情，热情始终热情高涨的备受鼓舞的去派发圣帕巴德的书籍呢？因为您自己还有像您一样的很多中国人，包括全世界的人，很多人都是因为得到圣帕巴德的书籍，生活才发生了转变的。所以您对奉献者有什么样的建议吗？
我对那个奉献者的建议就是，我们认真的按照圣帕帕训示做，也不用着急，就是这个规范呢，也是，要是能特别的，就是完全的按规范做，也还是有个过程，慢慢的根据自己情况，就是一点点的，加，就是，你要全部都一块儿。都做了，就没两天可能坚持不了，就先一样一样的，好比能早起，然后慢慢行了，能早起了，再能沐浴，再能做，就慢慢加吧，这些规范，能做二体啊，念诵圈数增加，这都是有一个过程，不要焦虑啊，根据自己情况做，就是按着帕帕给我们规定的规范原则生活。做慢慢就是会达到一定的就是目标了，最重要的我觉得能保持住这个热情啊，就是要注意十项冒犯的这个别有时做了十项冒犯你的那个某一条，尤其是第一条是吧，冒犯奉献者这些都得就是在相处过程中都得特别注意。要觉得有冒犯了赶紧解决，不要积累这个矛盾啊，因为我们就是靠互相的帮助啊，写团结一致服务啊才能发展，所以奉献者之间的这个关系是非常重要的，要发现有什么让人有时候是无意的是吧，不知道哎让别人不高兴了啊，都要去主动的承认错误，互相，然后被找到说承认错误，对方也得就是回拜吧，还礼，念那个奉献者祷文，互相消除这个冒犯，大家就会就是保持热情的继续的服务哈，要不然是就会都会有出现的问题了啊，然后就做服务。就找到自己的那个兴趣点，还有能力，就是他有你本身就有这个能力啊，做这个服务啊，你要找到这个服务啊，是你适合你自己又有兴趣的啊做，然后都能恒常的做，因为一个服务最好能恒常的做服务，保持住啊，就能给我们带来就是这个进步哈。给我带来仁慈，啊，要心情快乐的去做，不要就是有一些情绪哈，心态不好去做服务，那样的效果也会差多了啊。而且有问题呢，及时问咕噜啊，请教咕噜，不要积累心里的那种疑惑呀问题，及时要把它那个释放出来解开了啊。快快乐乐的在我们这个大家庭里学习修行啊，我们一定会达到我们的这个目标的是吧，保持我们的快乐的心情啊，热情的服务心态这个态度啊，我们一定能达到目标的。
My advice would be just follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions seriously. No need to hurry. It's a process, so we need to be patient. You don't have to do everything all at once. just do one thing at a time and gradually build up, gradually increase. Like first you can try to practice rising up early, and then gradually you can try taking baths after rising up. And also it's the same, it's true with chanting also. You can gradually increase the rounds you chant. And so no need to do everything at once if you can't. Just follow the rules and regulations and the principles Srila Prabhupada guided us in this Krishna conscious lifestyle. And have faith that as long as we follow that, we will reach our goal. As for how to remain enthusiastic, my experience is that we should our best to avoid and offenses in chanting the holy names, especially the number one, offending devotees. Just in case we have conflict with some devotees, we should resolve the problem as soon as possible. Do not accumulate problems. It's very important for us to cooperate with each other to maintain harmonious relationship with Vaishnava devotees, because we need each other to advance in this path. If we offended some devotees unconsciously, we should take the initiative to ask for forgiveness, and then both of us should chant the Vaishnava pranam mantra and continue our service. Another point is we need to find what we are interested in and what we are capable of doing, and then can take a service accordingly. Do that service constantly. Only by doing some service constantly, regularly, can we attract mercy, and only then can we advance in this path. So we should practice and do services in a happy mood. Do not do anything with grudges. Otherwise, it will be not as effective. Whenever you have some problems, just inquire from Guru. Resolve it immediately. Do not accumulate. Have faith that as long as we continue our services with a happy mood in this big family, we will ultimately reach our goal.
Well, thank you so much, Sandini Mataji.
非常感谢你。
Personally, I'd like to thank you for your many years of service to Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON.
我特别想感谢您这么多年来对 Srila Prabhupada 所创办的 ISKCON 的恒长的服务。
And your mood of always wanting to serve the devotees.
您的心态 总是, 想要服务, Krishna 的奉献者,
and your enthusiasm to share Krishna consciousness with others.
而且你一直保持着, 为, 和别人分享 Krishna 智觉的这种热情。
So we hope and pray that other devotees will be inspired by you and your service and following your footsteps.
我们也祈祷奉献者们能够受到您的鼓舞，受到您所做的服务的鼓舞，能够追随您的步伐。谢谢，谢谢咕噜的仁慈，谢谢，Prabhupada仁慈，谢谢，Hare Krishna。Thank
you, Jai. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
所有荣耀归于Srila Prabhupada。Hare
Krishna。Hare
Krishna。Hare
Krishna。Hare Krishna。Take care。
谢谢，Hare Krishna。